You've heard me talk about Morning Kick, used by former karate champion Chuck Norris. It's a daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes similar to strawberry lemonade, and I enjoy it. I know I don't eat as many vegetables as I should, but Morning Kick has helped me make up for that, and I feel great. I have more energy and better digestion. It's an easy part of my morning routine. My wife started taking it as well. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Harris for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Harris today.
It's a hard pill to swallow, but most people will do what they believe is in their own self-interest, not what they know to be true and right. It's easy to sacrifice loyalty, duty, and principle for flattery, comfort, and success when someone thinks the latter offers more fulfillment than the former. This explains much of what's happened in Christian leadership, not to mention the medical, media, and academic establishments. Saruman thinks power lies with Sauron and not Gandalf. Judas thinks money to be more desirable than Jesus. The only part of man not pleased by compromise is his soul. Yet the key to living an honorable life in this temporal world is living in the light of the life we are to have in eternity. The intangibles are what make the tangibles meaningful. Ordering allegiance according to natural affections and spiritual duties rather than market forces, insecurities, and fleshly desires is a much better way to sleep well with a clean conscience. Peace only comes through submission to God's order. It is no wonder our social institutions are fragmented into ever smaller pieces as infighting and treachery lead us down to perdition. We lost True North when we decided to follow our own star. When questions like, how will it benefit me, override questions like, what is my obligation, the seeds of social destruction are sowed. The dragons, men who still have chests opposed today, are no different in principle than the ancient dragons of Christ's time. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. It's not ultimately the wealthiest globalists, the ignorant masses, or the tyrant sitting at the local town hall who threatens our souls. It's our own fleshly desires to ride the waves of flattery, success, and comfort. Divorce has skyrocketed, friendships ended, churches split, homes were sold, and small communities failed to support many of their cherished small businesses in 2020, exposing the sad reality that a people incapable of governing their own affairs are ill-equipped to face down the looming threats we hear about every day. The good news is that it doesn't have to be this way. It is often said that war does not make great men, rather it exposes men who are great. George Washington was a man of character before he took command of the Continental Army. After the flood, the rocks still standing are a testament to their own consistency. Men of character today are rarely found among the upper echelons of any institution, regardless of what side of the political aisle the institution resides in. Yet there are men lower in the social hierarchy who proved their consistency by sacrificing themselves for others, rejecting flattery, comfort, and success if it meant compromise and speaking hard truths in hard places. The goal of each of us should be to identify these individuals in their own lives and our lives and offer them our allegiance. A new social order must form, one that cannot be bought or manipulated, not based upon optics or fashion, but truth and honor. If the dragon is to be slain, it is time for the knights to return. This may require us to give more of our resources to local causes than national ones. It may mean we spend less time on our phones and more time helping our neighbors. It may mean we content ourselves with a respectable, honest life, even if we know we could have the limelight. Psalm 37, 10 through 11 says, "Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more. And you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. The humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity."
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.